Good afternoon, this is Craig Taylor. I've just been facilitating an e-learning network event. I am speaking live at the moment and it does pick up background noise. So I'm just going to wander around the various tables and just ask people if they'd explain to you all what it is that they would do differently to recreate an online interaction and replace it where possible with a real world interaction.
So we had an example of being able to use online to pick and select things that you could then use as a job aid that would help you in your practical everyday, you know, paper-based work, for example, in business planning.
Thank you very much. Who's next?
We talked about an augmented reality game where you set up the environment in which people have to achieve some objective. But part of what we do is sort of made up and is fictitious, but it draws people in and they explore and learn stuff through this sort of virtual game.
Next up.
For our fraud awareness training, we introduced a day in your life theme so that we not only talked about how to be aware of fraud in your workplace, but all aspects of your life at the ATM, when you're wearing your work pass in a coffee shop, and all the possible times when you could be a target for fraud, and our users connected with that in their whole daily life, not just work.
Thank you. Two left. Thank you.
We've got a manual handling program at my work, and instead of simulating a chap on the screen having to lift something, we could get the guys to go and find something that's appropriate that they would lift in their particular job role and have them actually do that under the supervision of maybe a colleague and then discuss.
That's a good idea, thank you. And finally?
So we had an outsourced piece of fire safety e-learning that had animations and characters using fire extinguishers, which we replaced with our own in-house version showing how to deploy fire extinguishers, real people, real videos, in a kind of safe environment.
Thank you. So just to sum up then, this session was all about, before you sit down and spend a lot of time, money and effort trying to create an online interaction, just step back and think about, could this interaction actually be recreated in the real world, which would make it faster, cheaper, and because the learning context is similar to the recall context, there's a far, far greater chance that it will actually stick. Thanks for listening.